Thank you, Mr. Chair. So you've possibly shortened my intervention because I was going to stress some of the same points that you just did. I think all of us here do have a common goal, which is to progress our work, to work in a more ambitious way, and to achieve more ambitious results. One question I have is whether progressing our work is necessarily the same thing as progressing our mandate. And I think you've just explained part of how I've been thinking about this. As I look at the current mandate, it has generated the most substantive, the most intense, the most energetic discussions that we've ever had in this forum. And so there's clearly something that's working well about the current mandate. And as I look at the words that you've chosen to evolve, and I guess your words and then the words of others, to progress the mandate, one of the elements that is falling away is a reference to considering proposals. And it seems to signal that we're done with the idea of considering proposals. I'm a little nervous about losing that because I think the only reason that we've been able to intensify our discussion and take it to a new level is because we've had these proposals in front of us and we've been very seriously looking at one another's proposals and understanding those proposals. And so one observation about the words that are chosen in this mandate is are we really serving our interests by losing that element? It also moves from elaborating possible measures to developing a single set of measures. And I do think that we have some questions about what this means. What does it mean to develop a single set of measures? Is that going to remove discretion from this body to consider a wider range of proposals? And again, I think one of the virtues of the proposals that we've been looking at is that it's allowed us to think very, very carefully. I think a threshold issue is whether we all believe that we have sort of exhausted the current mandate. And I am hearing delegations explaining that they think we have now intensified our consideration of the proposals. It's not clear to me that there isn't a lot more room, though, in that regard. And just as one example, we've been challenged to think very carefully about our positions by these discussions, and in particular, our engagement on the Palestinian paper, which is challenging us to think more about these principles, feel a little bit more like the beginning of a conversation than the end of a conversation on some of those elements. So I think that's a long way of saying, if we're going to change the words, I really don't want to change the words in a way that loses the value that I think has been proven by the current mandate. So that's something that we're going to be thinking very carefully about over the next few days. You know, we said in our opening statement that we thought we shouldn't really be having this discussion about the mandate until we had really gotten through the report. I think it's still somewhat premature, but I actually think we can look at the course of discussions over the last 3 days, and I'm starting to see the contours of the progress that we should be able to make here. I'm encouraged by that. So I feel a little bit more comfortable talking about the mandate today. But again, I don't want to lose an ability to draw on the strength of this mandate next year if we change words and then delegations say, well, we are no longer considering proposals because we did that. I don't feel like we've exhausted that exercise. On the question of something that's even more refined than that, there's been some discussion about whether we should move to a very specific negotiating mandate for a legally binding instrument. Our delegation, for reasons I won't explain again, is not prepared to accept that. I don't think that we have the consensus to move in that direction. And so in this regard, I do understand and appreciate what you're trying to do here by finding a way to move it forward, a way to show progress, and importantly, do it in a way that continues to preserve everybody's vision of what their ideal outcome looks like. And we still have very different views in that regard. So I do understand that this is intended to keep that question open, and I think that's going to be very important, a very important feature of any future mandate. Finally, on the pace of our work, in addition to the intensity of our work, there's been some discussion about, you know, the pace. And I see pace and intensity as two different things. I think intensity talks about the quality of the work that we're doing in the room on any given day. The pace talks about how much we can accomplish in any given year. And here, I think the biggest impediment to our ability to make better progress is much less the words that are in subparagraph A, but the number of days that will be included in subparagraph D. I feel like 10 days was, it's very hard, don't get me wrong, we're working very hard, we're all very tired, but we need more than 10 days a year if we really want to advance our work. And so we would support a much more ambitious number than even the Roman numeral XX suggests in your draft, and hope that as we get toward the end of the week, we can have a serious discussion about having more days next year to continue our work. Thank you.